Well, there was these two white men next to me doing these two their own workout. I don't know what they were doing, but it looked pretty intense. And it fascinated me these two so much that I asked. I was just like, hey, like, what do y'all have going on? They proceeded to tell me what they were training for, and then one of them says that they've seen me, in the gym before. And then he started asking me about social media and recording and all that kind of stuff. He was telling me that he's always wanted to record in the gym, but he never really felt comfortable, and he also didn't want to be an inconvenience to anybody to record in the gym, didn't want to be else in the gym. So then I proceeded to ask him. I say, so when you see me recording in the gym, what do you think? And his response was, he feels inspired and he feels motivated, and it's something that interest him, like it's something he would want to do. So then I was like, the same way you're thinking about me and the same way you're like, oh, I'm inspired. You can do that for someone else. And you really could connect and make friends out of the situation, out of the interaction of whatever you're doing. Like, I would have never thought that I would become friends or even have a conversation with these two men. At the end of the day, you never really know what can inspire you or who you can inspire from you just genuinely being yourself. And don't let your own self-criticism limit you. So I'm at the gym, minding my business, headphones in, in the zone, having a great leg day. And you know how you're in the gym and like you peep into your surroundings, but you're not really paying attention.